Internet, do we have a buku of trailers to watch? Is there an official storyline for Venom announced? And did that Miles Morales footage change your life too? Why, yes, this is Marvel Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Marvel Movie News.
Excelsior to you, our merry Marvelites. Every single week I say, hey, next week it'll be a light news week, so we'll have time to catch up on blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. And every single week I forget that Marvel is an empire, and empires don't sleep. So here we are on another action-packed, jam-packed, news-packed episode of Marvel Movie News. We are joined by one of Marvel's first family. Marvel Movie News' first family, yay! The Jakes! And Darren is with us today.
Hello, everyone! So excited to be here. It's such a great day. There's so much stuff to talk about.
The world of content is strong. And unfortunately, Markia couldn't join us. Because. No, we're going to do something very special after I get through our opening spiel involving Markia and Black Panther. And Ali hasn't seen it either. So, but first, we are the Marvel Movie News. This is episode 160, and we are coming to you live from New York, New York, because Jessica Jones, because Miles Morales, because New York has been the theme of this week for all the trailers, so we are there this week, and we're going to tell you why we are excited about this stuff and why you should be too from all the studios and all the Marvel stuff. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on YouTube at youtube.com/popcorntalknetwork. You can find us through Popcorn Talk's website, popcorntalknetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at MarvelNewsPTN or at Popcorn Talk. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/MarvelNewsShow. Follow us, like us, and if you tweet while we're live, Ant-Manthony in the booth will retweet you.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Marvel Lights. How's everyone doing? We've got so many trailers. I have yet to see Jessica Jones trailer, nor the Spider-Verse trailer, so I am so looking forward to everything, and Markia and Oliver have such a special treat going on for them, which we'll get to shortly. Stay tuned.
So he's got the best TV, because he can watch it actually while we're watching it. So
I love that. Apparently he's seen the Black Panther international trailer.
And the one of all of us have, except two people on the couch.
Yeah. He's got the bug.
One might say, oh, he's definitely got the bug. We're going to do something special. Every week, Markia gets the open with Black Panther if there's news, and I always see people feverishly excited to see her experience it for the first time, and once again, Markia decided to take a sabbatical from the internet on the day Black Panther dropped. So this leads me to believe, one, the spies at Marvel are even better than you expect, and they know what Markia is doing at all times, and two, we have a prime opportunity to let this happen live on air, and since I battle-rapped through this intro, it is now time to watch Markia and Ali watch the trailer for the first time. So,
oh my gosh.
Let's do it, internet.
Just don't punch me with excitement.
I'm
okay.
Keeping in mind, this is the international trailer. So it's like, there's just going to be like a couple
of new scenes. You ready?
Was that disappointment in advance about a trailer? Did I hear Markia not hype about a blackout?
I'm not disappointed. It's just Ali hasn't pushed play yet.
Okay, here we go. I'm just going to go. Here we go.
Oh, it's in Japanese.
Ramonda.
Oh, please.
Oh my gosh. Give us some new footage. How much more are you hiding? This is better than the first trailer. What do you want? I want the throne. Oh? Come on. Okay.
Yes! Yes, you take out the tires!
Oh my gosh.
Oh. Oh!
Oh! What was that? That was too quick.
No.
There's that shot. Oh my gosh. That even looks so cool in Japanese.
Oh,
the logo.
Oh god, Japan does it right!
I like that a lot better than the first trailer. Okay.
Did you see all that action? They were falling! They were falling into the vibranium mines!
Oh.
Yeah, but it was like, yeah, but they were falling into it! It was like, ah! And then, like, Shuri...
Oh, there's not going to be any new footage. Why are we doing this? What are we doing on the internet? Oh, I should take the day off of Twitter, so when Koi sends me it as soon as it drops, I'll just ignore that for a day.
No, I wasn't like that at all.
No, it's perfect.
I've been playing a lot of Persona 5.
I'm so glad that you got to experience this with everyone live. This was so much fun. Yeah. I think that if Doctor Strange 2 happens, we'll have to strap Matt to that chair and just kidnap him from Geek and Sundry so he can have this experience. Oh, everyone fandom, that's how I think we should do it from now on.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Watching Markia watch that video. I don't even need to see that. Just watching her. I should press stop here.
Please do. Because I can only do it in a minute, like, increment.
Black Panther footage, Markia on the couch. Deadpool footage, I'll jump over there.
She didn't cry. Why didn't you cry?
I teared up.
There was almost.
Oh. Okay, there's a tear there.
Yeah, there were a couple of shots where it was like, oh. Oh, yeah. I just want to do screen grabs of that will be perfect. That's the
definitely
reaction.
Gift that experience. So the Black Panther International trailer dropped, in case you were unawares. Now everyone's seen it since Markia avoided it for a day. I wanted to experience that with you guys, and it was awesome. So that's the new trailer. There's a little bit of new footage. As she said, the vibranium mines are much more apparent. The action is chopped up a little differently. Once again, that song is awesome. And that is the Black Panther news of the week.
Yeah, and the voiceover was very majestic. I like whoever did that. It was strong. It was a good juxtaposition with Angela Bassett, and then you have Shuri describing. Of course, she was, you know, like his cue, you know, like, hey, yeah, this vibranium suit is really good. When our father was using it, how about I tweak this up and let's turn this to 11?
I like that it felt like a James Bond movie for the first 2/3 of the trailer. To me, it was like that tone of espionage and suiting up, and like it all felt like that old 70s, but obviously the tech of today, James Bond. And then it was like, and it's a superhero movie. I love that.
Yeah, it's a spy thriller.
Yeah,
it is. And it's on a diplomatic scale, like a global scale. Oh my god, it's gonna be so good.
They have done such an amazing job of setting this up, the whole tone of this show to be so different from everything else, and yet what you would expect from Black Panther.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a perfect translation, I think, of the character and all of the casting. It's just, I can't wait.
February.
I know, it's like 2 months.
We're only like a few shows away. Once a week we have this experience, and soon it will be time. So the live chat's very excited for you to experience it. They want us to film you in the theater, which is very illegal. I don't think Marvel Movie News will exist anymore if we film a Marvel movie in the theater, because we'll all be arrested and Marvel will find us.
They want me to Ruffalo it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So that is the new trailer, and it's got a little bit of new footage. We're all excited, and Jessica Jones also has a new trailer.
Yeah. Yes.
Speaking of trailers, so if at all possible, could we get that queued up onto the TV in here?
Ooh,
and we're going to watch
along.
Trailer Day is upon us. So we're going to check out
this. Watch along with us. Get some popcorn.
Join us.
It's been too long. It's been like 2.5 years since we've seen Jessica.
Right?
Other than Defenders, of course.
That's true. But full on Jessica Jones. All right, let's do it. Netflix logo, Marvel logo,
logo,
New York logo. Now, I love that shot through the camera because Alias felt great because you felt like you were a detective with her, and the opening of this trailer puts you right back in that world. There's hints of purple, and of course, Barracuda.
That they chose this song because it's so ridiculous to me. Because when I hear this song, I think of Charlie's Angels. You know,
it's just so got that like aggressive rhythm.
Yeah, but aggressive, but kind of upbeat.
It's fun,
in a way too.
And I love the use of the camera in this, like, so many times, because it reminds you she's a detective. The amount of purple, they released March 8th, very exciting, by the way. The fact that we have this shot, my favorite shot in the trailer, she rips open a David Mack art piece. David Mack drew the covers of the comics, and then Jessica Jones uncovers David Mack art. Power
comes great. There you go.
Like, Spider-Man in quote.
I really liked when she's in the hospital and or she's whatever. There's something on the wall and it has highlighted her as sole survivor. And I'm like, ooh,
what is this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she talks about having killed someone before. She talks about, like, and we know because we've been following this, Purple Man's coming back. But I love the trailer didn't show him. I like the mystery of the teaser.
Yeah. Wait, coming back, I thought it was more like he's going to be like a mental ailment.
That was my theory. Yeah. We don't know what
he is. I think he's, the monkey on her back.
I assume he's good and evil, kind of like the devil on her shoulder, but I don't know.
Well, and they've done a great job of, I love that they are showing us more of the investigation stuff, more of the actual Jessica Jones character. But they don't say much of anything else. You get the hint that she's going to be looking into her past, that we might be getting some background to how, she got her powers and everything there. But outside of that, really don't know a whole lot from that trailer, which is perfect.
Good teasers should remind you why you liked the show and make you want a trailer. They shouldn't be like, okay, I'm good. Like, that to me is like, oh, now I'm fevering for a trailer. I'm not, like, satiated. I'm just hungry.
I'm excited to see more. I want to see where all those connections. I want to see, and that scene where she throws that guy through the bar, like flips him over practically into the wall. Oh.
I think that the best thing about Netflix's release program is they always have like sneakiness with something. Like there's always a surprise. We never go into the show. There's always something that's like, oh, I didn't know that was coming. Mm-hmm. And the trailers, I really think, help that. And that teaser was just like, oh, I remember how much I love Jessica Jones. Tell me more. Yeah. And the David Mack thing is so funny to me because I just love the idea of Jessica Jones and like the artist that made her covers. Like to me, that's just beautiful kismet.
And we don't have to wait that long for it. March 8th.
There is a Marvel property every month in 2018 but January.
What?
Right?
Like January, they're like, hey, oh my God. Get prepared.
January is like recover from Star Wars because we're Disney and then dive into everything ever.
And then we're taking all of the rest of your time this year. It's all Marvel.
Next year is going to be insane. So join us next year for the busiest. Every week is going to be like this last 3 weeks have been where I can't possibly keep up with what's happening. So the release date is in March. So that just fills in the spring. We know at least one weekend in March, we're all going to be very busy. I love that Netflix is investing in these characters. I love that all of the characters got renewals. I love that the Defenders wasn't an end. It was just a chapter. Mm-hmm. I Punisher also got renewed today. Season it's 2 great. Is happening.
I hope that the season 2 villain be a Lady Gorgon.
Oh, I'd love that.
I would really love for them to go there. I mean, they can dial back the, the metaphysical,
whatever. They can do whatever they need
to. They can dial back. But having his main villain be like this... awesome. She's just awesome. She's so great. Have it be her. Mm-hmm. And then maybe she doesn't die. Maybe she ends up meeting Elektra. Maybe she ends up, meeting Colin Wing later on. Whatever. But it's like she would be such a strong character.
Totally agree. And the first season of both of these shows was so strong that there's no doubt. Like, I love how quickly they renewed Punisher. I love how quickly they renewed Jessica Jones. Like, we already have a trailer. Like, these things are... Netflix is just cranking them out because the people have spoken. Like, if something's good, we want more. And they keep giving us such good content. So I love the Netflix Marvel Universe. Like, it's arguably my favorite little corner of TV. Dope. Speaking of what's coming out in the spring, New Mutants!
Oh my gosh.
So the New Mutants, they had a trailer shown at the Comic-Con experience in Brazil, which got us a lot of news. It got us Venom news, which we're going to talk about later on. But Brazil dropped a lot of knowledge on us. So to everyone that got to go to the San Paulo Comic-Con, I am real jealous because that seemed like a time. I wasn't prepared for like the... literally last week I was like, it's going to be a light news week. And then San Paulo, Brazil was like, how about San Diego happened? Deal with it. So at the Brazil Comic-Con, they showed a clip of New Mutants wherein the film's five leads, Magic, Mirage, Sunspot, Wolfsman, and Sunspot, are in an abandoned hospital room with a chair and a lie detector, and they decide to play a game to get to know each other better. To me, that is the dichotomy of young adult and horror, which is exactly what this property needs. Uh-huh. I haven't seen the trailer, but I'm already like, yeah, please. Magic is much more confident and rebellious than she appeared in the first trailer, and she decides to start the game herself and reveals that her mutant power is killed 18 men one by one. So that's a charming introduction to a major character. And the actress playing her, Anya Taylor-Joy, stole the show in The Witch. Have you guys seen The Witch?
Yes. No,
I haven't seen that one.
Haven't seen
that. That was a spooky movie.
Her in this and as that level of like, blah. So,
she's
and then the.
Also, cool. She was in a Split. If saw Split.
She was in
Split. I did see Split.
Yeah. Split?
I liked Split.
Okay, so.
Really good.
Yes.
Really
it was a really good sequel.
Her, slash prequel.
Yes.
To what's coming. I cannot wait for the third installment and then stop.
I'm interested.
Did you guys know the posters line up? If you put the Split poster next to the Unbreakable poster, the cracks in the glass go together.
Oh,
that's wow.
Awesome.
See, I love things like that. Clever. That is just that, and that pays off to people that are really 100%. Paying attention nice. And are really dedicated right. real fans. And just, ah. Yeah,
next week in M. Night Shyamalan news.
I really enjoyed Unbreakable. Oh, yeah. So I'm like, you know, this is probably so my favorite Shyamalan one, yeah. actually.
Well, because it's like a comic movie that isn't a comic
exactly.
movie. Like,
exactly. Look yeah. at us.
Hey, we're doing Marvel movie news. We like comic movies.
It's amazing.
The teaser also, the New Mutants teaser, also cut to a scene of Magic turning her arm into metal, similar to Colossus, her brother, and her hand is sword covered in blue flame. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
This teaser sounds incredible.
Yeah. We did not see that in the first trailer at all. It was just strictly horror, so it's cool that it's also going to incorporate, you know, what these characters are and what they're capable of.
Or yeah. like that they slow reveal mutant powers.
Well, it's that blending, it's that layering of things. Yes, it's a horror base, but now we have the superhero genre modifier to it. Mm. So, you know, I mean, it's giving us all these extra levels and layers on mm-hmm. top of it that I think is the perfect way to be moving forward with all of our superhero movies. Get a great genre, build the superhero element on top of that.
Right.
Right.
And then the genre won't get boring.
Right.
Then it won't get oversold because you're seeing different films every time.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, and it's giving us our iconic things like Soul Sword and the Soul Armor. It's like, you know, we wanted that.
You can go as weird as you want in a horror movie. Like with a movie in the genre, you can do the crazy stuff. And what's cool is if it works, then they can bring that to the mainstream X-Men movies. If it works, they can bring that into the Marvel Universe. If it works, you can have all these things that are tried and tested in the weird out there. Like I don't think they knew how popular Colossus and Negasonic would come out of Deadpool. Mm-hmm. Now in the sequel, they're like, oh, we know that these characters work, they can bring them back. But if something didn't, it's cool to have these separate little pocket universes coming together.
Yes, it's good to try new things because there's so many Marvel things that you can try. Storm movie.
That can happen.
So I think this New Mutants experience is going to be a very different one from any mutant experience we've had so far. I think it's really smart to go as boldly, and it can be a little less of a budget and be this weird. And then if it works, you can have the next one get bigger and bigger and bigger. I think Fox is doing a really great job there, and I hope that stays after Thursday's announcement.
Yeah.
And the New Mutants sequel, which is apparently already moving and grooving, might be set in Brazil, which must have been very exciting for the Brazil crowd to experience that knowledge live in their world. Like, can you imagine just being in São Paulo, Brazil, and be like, hey, we're going to set the next one here! Like, awesome.
I think the São Paulo Comic-Con, I think, may be coming like the new, what fall or winter, like San Diego Comic-Con, because they've been breaking a bunch of stuff there the past couple of years, I think.
And yeah.
It's just, I'm really excited.
It's stuck up on me again.
It's cool.
It brings in a whole different crowd, a whole new layer where people can be like, yes, we don't have to run up to the U.S. We can see it in our own country. We can see it in our neighborhood.
I actually prefer that. I mean, you know, everything's very North America-centric, and let's be honest, USA-centric, that I'm A-okay with there being, like, big things that are happening elsewhere in the world, because it's, like, it's a really good excuse to go. So, at least for that.
Well, and, like, these are characters that are international, and superheroes should be worldly, so I love that the exposure of these developments is worldly. Like, I agree with what you're saying. Yeah. If these are... Everyone in the world loves Marvel properties. Everyone in the world should have that first experience.
Right, and it keeps that inclusivity, which is what we all want. We all want heroes we can identify with. So bring them to the world, and we will eat it all up.
And here we are, talking about it and being jealous of not being at Brazil. Like, I want to be like, why can't I fly around the world seeing new Marvel properties drop? Like, I want that. I think that's great.
Yeah.
They also had a new promo image drop paying homage to AC/DC's Highway to Hell, which I think is what a great, like,
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, this is AC/DC. I just looked at it at a glance. I was like, this is AC/DC.
Well, because, like, Highway to Hell is the plot. Like, what a great nod to both a classic band and the plot of the movie. Like, you have a demonic force, Highway to Hell, and also young audiences will appreciate this. And how much fun is that? Like, Fox's advertising, like, Fox's promo campaign cannot be touched.
Yeah.
I love everything they do. So, yeah, this image makes me real happy.
I love how Cannonball just kind of looks like he's in a different photo altogether.
Cannonball's dealing with some stuff back there. Cannonball's had a run. Cannonball just got back from the Upside Down, and now he's just dealing with
the
world.
There it is.
So, yeah, I love that image. I think that's a great, great choice. And speaking of great choices, the animated MCU universe, you guys. That came out of nowhere for me. Did you see that?
This looks so good.
Yeah, I saw that. I was just like, well, I'm sure Koi exploded.
So many characters I love. We're going to get to the biggest animated story of the week. But first, I got to say, this Secret Warriors team as an animated, like, first small little vignettes and then leading to a feature film. And the team is Miss Marvel, Miss America, Squirrel Girl, Quake, Spider-Gwen, Inferno, Patriot Exile, and Captain Marvel teaming up against Hala and... What? Like, how did this just... I didn't hear anything about this. And all of a sudden, all of the new characters are like, oh, we're doing a team. We've been developing a movie, and it looks incredible.
Who's big? Who do people like? Let's just throw them all in together.
Oh, y'all like Lockjaw?
He's in it. He's there, too.
Tippy Toe?
Sure.
They're there. Yeah. It's like, oh, my God. And you know, something with this is that let's not forget that all of these animated movies, like the little animated, and like talking about DC with like, was it a Return of the Red Hood, for instance? There's so much that can be conveyed in animated. Even the Suicide Squad, the animated Suicide Squad was really good.
Oh, DC's been running the game. Like, they've been trouncing Marvel on animated. Like, DC animated is so good. It's good to see them be like, oh, hey, we should probably pay attention.
Yeah. So I'm glad that they're doing this. They're, you know, turning it up. Yeah. I enjoy seeing animated movies. I mean, I assume that it takes less time for them to crank one of those out. I'm not certain because I've never done an animated movie.
Like, more time, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it take more time? Well, I'm not sure. I mean, don't they have Internet. Like a lot of computers? Yeah.
What's the average time?
Does it take longer to do animated movies, or does it take longer to do...
Well, Pixar takes like 7 years.
Well, that's Pixar. Well, I mean, yeah. I'm talking like, you know, smaller... I don't know. Chat room, go ahead.
I was gonna say.
But in any case, yes, more animated. That would be fantastic.
They're doing six 4-minute digital shorts and then a full film coming in 2018. So I think it's really smart. And this also, in the end of Avengers, when everyone dies, it's a great way to see which characters people like.
Everyone dies.
Yeah. And that's the great thing about the animated properties, which I think Marvel can really, really lean into, is because you can tell so many different stories. You can sort of experiment and see, what do people like? What are they gravitating? Oh, they like these characters. Let's throw them in and see how people respond. And because they're separate from the MCU, you can then take those and go, all right, this worked. Let's move that, you know.
I definitely think that's what they're doing. Yeah. I definitely think it's a clever way to do it. And I definitely think that these are all characters that are new-ish to the Marvel Universe. What better way to try them out than in a way that is in their home turf, so to speak? Like, animation is a few steps from comics. So it's a really smart way to tell whatever story. Like, you can do a lot with animation.
Yeah, and I love the fact also that Chloe Bennett is doing the voice of Quake. that's perfect. I love that tie-in. Just Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I do love that it ties in. Oh, and by the way, audience, we know how good the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode was last week. Unfortunately, I am not as well versed in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as many are, and I do not want to disrespect the audience that loves it. Last week, we had an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. minute, but the internet hated us. We had a very special message from Zach Wilson, Doom, but we couldn't get his work. So that thing I kept alluding to was that last week. We're going to try to get a few lined up, and then in coming weeks, drop like 3 minutes of review. We didn't forget Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We love Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and you guys, it just, life did not find a way. So... this show, goodness gracious, sneaking up on me, just being like the team that I love reading about in the comics and all the characters that I hope we get to, but without sacrificing the Marvel universe we have now. This is the perfect middle ground.
Let's just pump up some more Marvel animated. I mean, can't really go wrong with it unless it's, you know, really, really wrong. But we're not going to go down that path.
We're not. And what we are going to do is talk about the best animated trailer I've ever seen soon. but first, let's talk about another Spider-Man property. Spider-Man Homecoming might be casting for Gwen Stacy. And that is some craziness, because I expected it to be at least till the third movie. I thought Betty Brant. I thought Liz Allen.
I mean, he got over Liz Allen pretty quick.
Yeah, he was just like, because we just introduced all these characters. Now we're adding the... next to Mary Jane, that's his girl, and she has to die.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess when, you know, your first love's dad tries to murder you and all your friends, you just kind of like, okay, I'm just going to cool with this.
The punches.
I'm just, yeah.
Not just for
like
him.
That's how they're playing. They're just going to change the love interest for every film. They had Liz in the first one, and they'll have Gwen for the next one, and then for the final of the trilogy, that's when they'll bring MJ in.
I want them to do the 8-movie Harry Potter method.
And I'm fine with that.
I want 3 movies of Gwen Stacy's. So we love her, and she apparently, this is such a cool idea. The idea is to have a French actress, foreign exchange student Gwen Stacy. And there's something about, like, the French language and the French accent that just says love. Like, there's that, like, passion there. So the idea of, like, this French Gwen Stacy to me just goes straight to Spider-Man Blue, like the Jeff Loeb story. Mm-hmm. Like, the Tim Sale Jeff Loeb always looks like French art to me. It has this, like, poetry and flow and, like, beauty in it. If they have a French actress, like, I already love her. Like, I think that's such
a
clever...
That's a low bar, though. That's a pretty low
every
bar.
French audience member, I love you. No, but I just think that, like, there's something to the language, and I think mm-hmm. that's such a cool idea. And we were saying earlier, introducing other cultures.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why does Gwen Stacy have to be American? She doesn't. Foreign exchange student, such a cool way to introduce a new character.
Oh, no, it's wonderful. I love them opening up all of these ideas. I love Zendaya being MJ. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people have some different viewpoints, but I thought she was perfect in the role.
Oh, my God, she was so good.
Yeah, brilliant.
Like, she embodies it. Like, MJ's, she's a tiger, you know? Yeah. So yeah. It's like, that's what, it worked.
So yeah, bring in foreign again. Let's have some inclusivity. Let's have some representation. Let's change things up.
And I want to love her long enough that when she dies, I feel it.
Yeah.
We loved Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield because their chemistry was so real. They were actually dating. Like, that happened in real life. So when she went, it still felt too soon by a movie for me. Like, uh-huh. two movies. I mean, obviously we're not going to get another one, but like that still was like, oh, we just met her. So I'd like to have like that Harry Potter experience of growing up with Gwen Stacy. So when she goes, like, it's heartbreaking.
So to be like, what's his name? Cedric Diggory.
When
at the end of the Triwizard Tournament, and it's just like boom, mm-hmm. and he's gone. You're like, no, he's so attractive. What? No,
I loved his looks.
He was trying to be such a good person.
Yeah, and like Robert Pattinson was so good as Cedric Diggory that you mm-hmm. instantly were invested in his death. So I'm very excited for the idea of Gwen Stacy. Personally, I know that some of the internet's upset because we just said Emma Stone, but we also just said Spider-Man. So I think Gwen Stacy is very important to the mythos of mm-hmm. who Spider-Man is because her death. In real life, her death ended the Silver Age of comics. It's one of the most important deaths of all time. So the fact that they're laying the seeds now, great. And I want to see her before MJ because that leads into MJ. So I think this is very exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, the development of their relationship. Not,
right.
I know we have MJ, but you know what I mean. And they are saying that the film is set to start shooting in June in Atlanta with a wrap in the fall winter of 2018. So that lines up with the movie coming out every 2 or 3 years, post-production, all that jazz, and Tom Holland still looking young.
Right.
Very important. The Spider-Man Homecoming universe is quickly shaping up to be our like fun little young corner, and I really like.
Oh,
it's cool. It's the kids' table, but it's like grown-up kids.
Yeah, like the jokes are. It's like when you watch like a Emperor's New Groove or like one of those comedies where like the jokes hit like different levels.
Mm-hmm.
So
You do a rewatch and it's like, oh, how did I miss that before?
Oh my god,
that's a little bit adult.
I love Emperor's New Groove. So underrated.
It's so great. Oh, Eartha Kitt.
Oh my gosh, Yzma.
Kronk is one of the best Disney characters ever. Kronk is awesome. I love Kronk so much.
And you know what? We can talk about Disney because
Fox and Disney. Coming this Thursday,
so...
Kronk's going to be a Marvel superhero. Oh. So, speaking of Spider-Man.
Super Kronk.
Super. Dude, if we have. Super Kronk. If Kronk and Spider-Man ever team up, I'll die. So
that would be Deadpool and Super Kronk.
That could just be a short before the actual film starts.
Kuzco broke the fourth wall, so he exists in a world like Deadpool does where he knows he's in a movie. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Venom is happening. It's going to be great. You can quote me. And now they've announced the storylines they're using for it, why I further think the greatness is coming. Lethal Protector mm-hmm. and Planet of the Symbiotes, two very different stories from the early to mid-90s, both written by David, I think it's Michelini, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but the first one's drawn by Mark Bagley, who is my definitive Venom artist.
Right.
Both are worth checking out. You should check out both those books. But what's interesting is one is like San Francisco and kind of contained and mm-hmm. just like, Spider-Man said I'm cool, so I'm gonna go over here, like, let's not fight. And the other one's like, yo, aliens are invading and the scope of this is planetary and like, the dichotomy of those two stories is insane. What do you think about that as a movie plot?
I love it. I mean, again, they're great. They're great poises to pull off of because mm-hmm. you have Venom in a new city. It's someplace different that we don't get to see. He's establishing himself as a hero. And then we're going to have, because we've got Carnage is supposed to be the villain in there.
Mm. You get the kind of Symbiotes.
And you get the intensity of Planet of the Symbiotes. I mean, Lethal Protector is a great series, but there is, we were mentioning before, there's a little Thomas Jane element of Punisher.
Dude, Dirty Laundry with Venom sign me up.
Yeah. But the kind of the goofy part of the sort of kids connecting where we have the whole underground of the homeless people that he's going to try and protect.
Yeah.
And then
we
get
the mole people.
Right. Yeah. And then we get the evil villains that come up. The jury, which just throws into like almost fill up an episode.
Don't do the jury. Yeah. Don't do. The current comics, he's doing a very similar thing where he's protecting monsters in the sewer. There's like dinosaur-esque monsters that Venom's protecting. So that leads me to believe they're setting up the comics to feel familiar for the story.
So that idea is him that as that lethal protector, somebody that goes too far. It's like, I'm here to protect, but I will kill people in order to protect.
I like eating brains, but I'll save you.
Yeah. I think that's a great direction to go in.
I enjoy the idea of a hero that is a hero for monsters. Yeah. So he has to be an anti-hero because, monsters are monsters. You protect humans. But I like that if they show some sort of vulnerability or like this different phase of life that happens with, mole people or whatever they decide to go. They have numerous other things that they can do besides California mole people.
You heard it here first, folks. There are a lot of options other than California mole people.
So, I like that idea of being an anti-hero in that way. You're still saving, but who are you saving?
Yeah.
Who's important?
I love that. And I also think that this the dichotomy of those storylines allows for escalation. I think it's smart to go to the West Coast. We've seen New York. And if they're in New York, it's like, why isn't Tony Stark getting in the way of Venom? Especially if this combines, if these things are happening. So I think going to another environment we haven't seen before is great. And I also think that what you can do with someone like Tom Hardy is you can do a Dexter thing where he's a lethal protector in someone that you don't necessarily want to be rooting for when he kills someone. But you're like, but I guess I get it.
Well, if they bring in those mercenaries, then they could do it that way. I mean, he'll be killing humans, but they'll be coming after him, so self-defense.
Yeah. And Hardy has promised to do the character justice and bring lots of action and dark humor to the role. He also stated the film was important to the Marvel Universe and that would be inspired by, once again, Lethal Protector. So I love that Tom Hardy's doing reach outs to the San Paulo, Brazil. I think that he really, he's versed in the character. His Instagram is just covered with wearing Venom shirts and a Venom helmet and reading comics. And I think we're going to get a pretty loyal adaptation short of Spider-Man.
Well, I mean, and that's one thing you can kind of guarantee. You look at Tom Hardy's just whole bevy of work. Yeah. Name something bad.
That's what I'm saying, man.
If he's going to get involved, you know that they're not going a cheesy route, that they're going to do something solid, they're going to do something impactful, emotional, and butt-kicking.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's going to be, So I'm personally very excited, but...
So you really enjoyed him as Bane?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, okay.
I did. I Tom Hardy could read the dictionary and be like, so what is the word after apple? Tell me. I'm here for it.
I guess the thing that spoiled Bane for me was so many Bane impressions afterwards. everywhere. Everyone
it became
had
a meme.
Bane.
But at first, I loved the idea of that weird strongman from the 40s accent and how crazy it was. And why? We hadn't seen anything like that, so it's iconic, even if, people didn't like it. But I liked the boldness of the choice. I think, one of his worst movies is This Means War, and that's still enjoyable. He made a rom-com, great.
Right.
Because he just invests. I'm excited for Venom, but I also have footage of something I didn't know how excited that'd be. This trailer, we knew this movie existed.
Oh, yeah.
We knew that they were making an animated movie. We didn't know what the animation would look like. We didn't see any real screen grabs leading up to it. We knew it was Miles, but something about this trailer, when they revealed Miles, still felt fresh. So let's watch it. Spider-Verse. Yeah! Oh, the spider sense!
Look at the colors.
Did you
That's
see how
what's...
they, they flashed
the pop art to the comic?
Yes.
Oh. Also, the score is perfect. This New York looks like our New York, but also comic.
Right.
I love the color palette that they use for it.
And Sony Animation made this, DreamWorks-esque scope. This animation is so pretty. I didn't know how, powerful this trailer could be. I'm not, as big an animation, and this is everything.
Well, they got such an excellent use of color and shadows and subtlety.
And speed. Look at that shot of Spider-Man. The fast motion, slow motion, the neon, the near future. It's like Tokyo and New York.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the spider sense. This is absolutely, that's one of my favorite Spider-Man images of all time. And I, what?
Yeah. Something I love is how you can tell how new he is at it.
Yeah.
Look right there.
And he's
there.
So it's so endearing. That's one shot and I love Miles. You give me 3 seconds and I love Miles Morales. That's all I need. And the logo being the Spider-Man logo from the 90s. And freaking Peter Parker's here! Spider-Verse means we might make it all 42 Spider-Man in the Spider-Verse. I didn't even know Miles Morales was the Spider-Verse until this trailer.
And that was the wonderful thing. Yes. With that last little statement, they blow open all of the possibilities that you can do right
all
there.
All of the spider Everything. Possibilities. All of them.
Before the Spider-Verse even existed, you remember the interdimensional travel the 90s animated series did where he met Iron Suit Spider-Man and Six Arm Spider-Man? There was an entire arc.
Oh, wow.
We did that before the comics did it.
Dimbell.
Right? Remember that? And so this could be that in cinema. give me that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they've already got all my money. Yeah. What else am I going to give them?
Like, there's no conflicts of interest.
Darren, we want your soul.
Okay. Here, if that's going to be the result. But, like, we have no conflicts with that. So like, you can do any storyline in anime. You can do, mm-hmm. It's just so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, I want them to bring in some Madam Web for it.
They certainly could.
I really enjoy Madam Web. I know I think I've said this before, but it's just, she's so crafty, and she's, like, old woman crazy, and I really enjoy that.
Old woman crazy.
And a perfect connection for the multiple Spider-Verses and such. Mm,
most definitely.
You can do so much, and I love that Miles Morales is getting a theatrical release, and that we still also get Peter Parker in a form, so they can have the legacy aspect. I love that Miles Morales looks up to Peter Parker, and we can do that with Spider-Verse.
Mm-hmm.
He can be dead. The opening shot is him at Peter Parker's grave. I know. That can exist, but you can also have that mentorship. Like, it's the best of all worlds, and Miles is the lead. We get a cinematic Miles Morales.
Yeah, you know, something that it kind of reminded me of the first time I saw it. You remember Force Awakens when they did, like, the smaller, like, teaser trailer where it had a stormtrooper running through the desert?
Yeah,
and it's like,
yeah.
Oh, and then he takes off the mask and it's Finn,
yeah,
kind of thing. That, it kind of reminded me of that. It's just like, oh, okay, you're seeing one thing and you have something set in your mind, and then it's somebody completely different. You're like, oh,
reveal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for expanding my universe.
Because when I watch it with people, they don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not, like, addicted like we are, you just see Spider-Man, you're like, oh, it's Spider-Man. Everyone I've watched it with, because I've shown a lot of people, when he takes the mask off, they're
but he's so young looking, so small. Why would they think that was Spider-Man?
Because Peter Parker was 15.
Yeah, but, I mean, he looked smaller. Yeah, I'm sorry. I guess for me, with, like, Peter
we
Parker,
know,
was,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we know that's, yeah, Miles, but the average, like, most people I've shown had no idea, so that was a cool moment to see people experience that Miles reveal. So I love that trailer.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was perfect. It's the color palettes, the action, everything. There's that anime feel to it, and yet total Western computer, yeah, animation level to it as well. It's
pretty great.
Yeah.
I this is quickly becoming one of my biggest movies of 2018 out of nowhere. Like, it just, I knew I'd be excited. I didn't know. I'm not an animated guy. I try to be. I'm working on it. I love Samurai Jack. But, like, I can't watch cartoons. Like, I struggle. Mm-hmm. And this is everything. So maybe this will be the branch.
There you go.
The animation's cool because it kind of almost looks like stop motion.
Yeah.
And we have literally, like, a year until its release. It comes out December 14th, 2018. So we have, like, a year for that film.
Any
to come
bit
out.
Of news that drops, it'll be all over. This is so much to me.
Also,
yeah.
Going off the animation, when we revealed his face, like, I couldn't help but think of The Walking Dead, the Telltale series, like that sort of animation.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
I think they might be
Clementine.
Using like the same kind of like a graphics engine or something.
And Shameik Moore of Dope is Miles, mm-hmm. And Dope is such a good movie.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I think he's gonna be a great Miles. I also. My dream is not going to happen. I would love if we introduced other Spider-Men from other Spider-Verses, and it's Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield. Can you imagine if we got... it's not going to happen. Like, this is just the pipiest pipe dream. But that'd be the coolest thing.
What if they get the original voice of, like, the 90s animated Spider-Man?
Sign me up!
Oh, my God.
It'd be just so, like, what an Easter egg.
If you're doing that, then you got to go all the way back and find who did the original 70s...
the old canon
animation
films?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just have the totally cheesy looking Spider-Man, just even if it's just a background, man, walking by going,
this,
huh.
This
so
is
much.
Just turning into a Space Ghost episode.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yes. Just full cracked out fandom.
They said Spider-Verse.
Yeah, they did. Give me my Toby and Andrew Garfield. So that is the Spider-Man glory. It was one of my biggest surprises this week. We also got the Dark Phoenix reveal on Entertainment Weekly. I think this dropped the day after our show, because that is tradition. So this
yes.
has been out for a bit, but we haven't gotten to cover it yet. They are doing the Dark Phoenix as we have known, but we haven't gotten to see her yet. And this is Sophie Turner with fire on her.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. What do you guys think of the images? What do you think of the tone?
Well, you know, I guess I wasn't as on board as other people were. I don't know, just seeing all that cracked and everything,
yeah.
It was just, I don't know, that was just it was a bit much, and it wasn't necessary to convey what it is that they want to convey. Mm. I did enjoy the picture of Jessica Chastain, like, standing with the wall, like, ripped out
mm-hmm.
from behind her, because then my thought of it is, because, you know, because they're like, oh, we don't know who this character is, and we're not telling who this character is. I thought she would be Mastermind, you know?
Ooh.
Yeah, because it's like, hey, we've got Phoenix.
That's a cool idea.
Jessica Chastain could totally, you know, do or Mastermind, or it could be Mastermind's daughters. It could be Martinique I forget the other one's name. Martinique was the one that could do, like, the citywide illusion.
hallucinations. But in any
case, be Jen Weingard instead of Jay. Like, yeah, there's a lot of, like, I like that idea.
Yeah. So, but it's like, I kind of saw that happening. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I mean, a Jessica Chastain could do Victorian era anything.
Oh, yeah.
So that would work too. So for me, I really enjoyed that picture. While with this one, I was just, this seemed just a little bit too 90s movie for me. But then, you know, Entertainment Weekly tends to go.
Their photos always lean a little sensationalism. They try to get the poppiest image, which I get. They're appealing to the everyday moviegoer, not to comic fans, because they want everyone to be excited.
I guess I just wanted more vulnerability and more realism. And is that weird to want that for a comic book?
Not after Logan.
No.
Yeah, I want this to be devastating. I want to go to those dark places with Sophie Turner as, you know, Dark Phoenix. And I want then for that to just be the explosion of rage. And we see that Phoenix, like, force come out.
Yeah.
And I want it to be, I don't want it to be the girl on fire.
Yeah.
You know? So
the girl with the Phoenix tattoo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would not be good.
But that's just me personally.
But I think that's one of the issues that you have, kind of like what you're talking about with wanting Gwen Stacy to have a few films under her belt before we end up killing. I think that's the downside that we have. I love Sophie Turner. I love the work that she has done. I love her in Game of Thrones. I love the character's choices that she makes. But we have just basically been introduced to the character, and really in a light way. I mean, she was almost a secondary character. Well, really was a secondary character in the last X-Men film. So now we're bringing her up into the biggest arc of X-Men's history of that character. And it, you know, so they've got an uphill battle. I mean, they'll probably take my money too.
Oh, I'm seeing it.
But it's but it's one of those things where I wish that we had a little bit more of an emotional investment so we could see the intensity of that full arc, because otherwise I'm afraid they're going to have to rush it and then we're not going to be as tied in as much. I mean, I would love to be wrong. Please make a wonderful, awesome movie. I want that. Yeah. We all want that.
Yes.
But I think that's one of the difficulties they have with just introducing the character now and then moving directly into
Dark Phoenix. And there's going to be a lot of characters in this movie that we know. So we're going to be, we've had Mystique for like 5-6 movies. It's going to be tricky to, especially Jennifer Lawrence playing her, it's going to be tricky to invest in this character when movie audiences that don't know the comics are more invested in Mystique, in the the classic. Like, those characters to them are the X-Men. We haven't really had time with her. We as comic fans know her,
right?
But moviegoers just met her in a brief role, like you said.
Right.
So in the new Entertainment article, they dove further into Chastain's role, with Simon Ginberg saying, quote, her character's way, way smarter than we are, like some sort of mastermind. I love that idea. What she realizes is she can use Jean Grey to manipulate this world to turn it against herself. She's an otherworldly shapeshifter who manipulates Phoenix for her own agenda. Chastain's villain is quiet but brutal. Ooh, mastermindy. Chastain also herself said, she's like the vet who tells you you need to put your dog down. There's something very clinical about it. I did not think of mastermind. That's all that's in my head now. That is a great call.
Yeah, but I mean, with them calling her otherworldly shapeshifter, then she's, you know, she's Skrull. She's Queen Skrull. She's, I never know how to pronounce it. Veronke.
Sure.
We'll say Veronke.
I confirm
it's Veronke.
Mackie confirms from Geek and Sundry, Veronke. What's interesting to me is this might be our last Fox X-Men movie, as per Thursday when we don't shoot. What I think is interesting is how they tie in this team, if they tie in this team, all this continuity, all this story. Like, it's just, it's going to be such a tricky thing to pull over, because we know they're going to keep Deadpool, X-Force, Cable. We know they are. So what will they keep from Fox's X-Men universe? Well, won't they? And it's such a tricky time to be like, all right, Phoenix, and it's over. Like, we don't know what's moving forward. So That's what intrigues me most.
Yeah, we don't have a follow-up arc type of idea here. And I don't know, once Avengers 4 comes and they remake the entire world, I think they're just going to hold on all that until after Avengers 4 and just start planning, going, okay, we've had our 10 years of
Fantastic
20
Phase
movies
4,
planned
man.
Up.
It's happening.
Let's bring in Doctor Doom to orchestrate all of the evil in the universe. That's all I want.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I want out of this. Potentially is coming, and that's what's crazy. All those months ago, and Matt Key confirmed that episode. I'm gonna get like a screenshot of that episode just framed, because that's just it's insane that we've landed here. So we also have a quote from Sophie Turner about Phoenix herself. She said, quote, Jean absorbs those solar flares and then hurls them back into space. That's what triggers Awakened, creates this Phoenix force and voice inside her. What appears to be the world to a just another heroic victory by the X-Men is actually Jean unraveling the secrets that Charles told her. So, sorry, that was a quote by Simon Kinberg about Sophie Turner. It sounds like they're trying to ground and also use intergalactic. It's trying to, like, you know, bring it to Earth but also use space. And it's an interesting way to do it. I definitely will be intrigued by what they're able to accomplish in 1 2-hour movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's extremely ambitious. A
lot of story.
And then, like, reading some of the quotes and everything that they're saying about it, I mean, besides them saying, like, oh, it's so female, it's so female. Hey, do you know it's female? Yeah. So I don't know. But they're also saying it's layered. Mm-hmm. They're saying that it's nuanced. So, I mean, I'm going to go see it.
Right, we're all there.
That's going to happen.
Do you guys think the emotional part that they're going to use is to kill off one of the major characters? Instead of, like, utilizing Jean, they're going to kill off maybe Charles Xavier, Mystique, especially since Jennifer Lawrence, she seems like she's over the role. So
just for the last three movies. I don't know what you're
talking about. So that's, like, a theory that I've been thinking about, because you need to have emotion to draw people in. And we don't know Sophie Turner's Jean Grey. But we know Mystique. We know.
That's a great idea. I mean, I definitely think...
I wouldn't really like it, but...
You know, they could have her be, like, super vulnerable for most of the movie, and then, like, you know, when Phoenix happens, it just, you know, explodes out, and maybe it does. It kills Mystique. And then it's like, oh, God, do I hate Sophie Turner now? Or not Sophie Turner. Do I hate Jean Grey now? Because it's like, oh, she just killed
this character we've had for five, six movies.
Song. I don't know. I kind of like that idea.
Or even
so I'm not
Beast.
Against that.
Someone that we're invested in. Because they're not going with this canon storyline, so they can do a lot. Yeah. They can do whatever they want, and that's what they've been doing with these movies. And speaking of Mystique, we have a new look at what she looks like. And it is very different than what we've experienced before. It's a lot closer to both the Rebecca Romijn and the comic, but it's also... To me, very much CGI. You can tell it's not the suit anymore. One of the things I always loved about the old X-Men is how incredible Mystique looked in that suit. Like, I was always, like, super impressed by, like, the practical suit, because it looked like skin, because it was.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm a little worried that in motion this might not hold up as well. But it obviously yields faster shoot times. It obviously, like, they filmed that movie in 2 days. Mm-hmm. So, like, it allows for this sort of thing. I don't know. What do you guys think of the new look of Mystique?
I mean, I think that it looks fine. I think they're probably going to be just having her as Jennifer Lawrence.
A lot.
You know, a lot in order to overcome that. I don't know. Like I said, I'm fine with it. I'm not sure how much she's going to be, because, like you said, we do have so many other characters. Because we still got Scott.
Ty Sheridan.
Who's got to bring up.
Awesome as Scott.
Yeah, and we have to have all of these new next X-Men that... We were assuming would have been their plan to be the next real X-Men team coming forward and moving the other people back. So, I think that it all looks good. I'm curious who they are going to kill, because they do have to sort of take some people out. I think that it looks good enough.
So I want to end on an up note. Phoenix story is our most maybe of the stories this week. We obviously got actual footage of Spider-Verse, actual footage of Black Panther, actual footage of Jessica Jones. So it's not on our rundown. I want to briefly talk about what we think is going to be announced as far as Fox Marvel. Just theories before we head out, because this is the most exciting story. If Thursday happens, the rumor's Thursday. Mm-hmm. The rumor's all that stuff going down. We don't know if it's actually real. We've heard that Kevin Feige had a different plan for X-Men. There's quotes on the internet. You should check them out. That Feige had a totally different trajectory. Feige's the one that, like, did Wolverine's hair and convinced them to go that crazy. Like, Kevin Feige has been pro X-Men and is yearning for them. What do you think we might get as far as a Fox Marvel deal?
Well, I think it's going to happen. I mean, I said this last show. I mean, if someone, like, busting the door was like, hey, I've got all of these really cool things that you can buy at a discount. You can have them forever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to reach for my purse, because I'll be
like, cool. What's your pipe dream story, though? I'm like, say this exists.
Storm.
But, like, Storm is part of the Avengers. Like, how would you want it to tie to Marvel?
Oh, okay.
See what I mean? Like, what's that look like to you?
I don't know. I think... If they recreate the universe after Avengers 4 and they just bring everybody in, I wouldn't mind them keeping Xavier and James McAvoy and Fassbender and such as kind of, because I think they've done a great job with those. So I would just love to have them introduced slowly into it. probably the after Thursday, Friday's announcement will be that Hugh Jackman is coming back because he wants to play Wolverine in an Avengers movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one thing that he said, that if he would come back. So I think that's going to be, he'll cameo in Avengers 4, yeah. Avengers 5, and then be able to move on after
that. What would be cool about the Reality Stone is you can restart the X-Men universe in Marvel continuity, and you could also still have Hugh Jackman before it restarts.
Yes.
You could have the moment where we get our cake and eat it too, where we have all these characters we've been invested in. We have your McAvoys, you have your Fassbenders, you also have your Ty Sheridans and all these actors that are just new to us in the Marvel universe, and then Reality Stone, and then my pipe dream is have them in Phase 4, right as it starts, Reality Stone, and then recast the original five, do this, the Beast... Iceman, Jean Grey, Scott, Angel, and then you also, by the end of the movie, have Krakoa, and then you have Storm, Colossus, Nightcrawler, you have that Uncanny 94, so by the time we get to the solo X-Men 2, mm-hmm. we have the team, the iconic 90s Jim Lee team, but we give a nice tip of the hat, send off to the Marvel X-Men Fox thing.
Well, that's why I think, mm-hmm. actually, a version, not the exact one, but a version of the first Secret Wars
mm-hmm.
would be perfect, because it would be an excellent way to bring everybody in from all of these divergent parts, even right. if you're introducing characters, because for a lot of the characters there, they're meeting the other characters for the first time.
Right, and that's a beautiful way to introduce these
and
characters.
It would be a great way to introduce, to keep it kind of, you know, weird and ethereal and, yeah. you know, clash of universes. And then out of that, be able to establish your standard MCU continuity.
What I would want is I would want them to just slow the roll on X-Men for a bit. Okay. I feel like they have been, you know, it's kind of been like spaghetti at a wall.
I love them like, accelerate. You're like, what if they just take a break? Fox it's buys like, what, them, what sit they, on it, nest the egg.
Just for a bit, because it's like... I'm not saying it's Street Fighter or like with it's not Street Fighter movie like with what they've done. I mean, Street Fighter movie, that's too many characters. But it still feels like there's still been too many characters. I want them to slow down with it, and let's take some of those characters out of that universe and put them into some other properties that we know and have already been established. For instance, you can do Doctor Doom, Doom Wars, and put that into Black Panther for a Black Panther sequel. You'd mm-hmm. have Black Panther, Shuri, and you know Victor Von Doom, and you'd have that. I'd want to take Mr. Sinister. We haven't seen anything with him. I yeah. want to take him, and I want to give him an origin movie, and I want it to be heartbreaking, and I want us to feel like he's a hero because he feels like he's a hero in his own life, but he's a monster, and I want to have that. I want to have that happen. I don't want Hugh Jackman to come back. I think he did a really awesome job. You know, really great actor. I want to pave the way for... He's paved the way for somebody else.
Yes.
So, and along with this, I want them to pull some other characters out and do what Marvel has done with this characters, where it has been doing cross-genre. The thing that X-Men and Fox has been doing is that they make superhero movies. It's just superhero action. Action is superhero movies. It's not like New Mutants, where it's horror. Mm-hmm. It's a horror movie and maybe a psychological thriller. It's not like with Spider-Man Homecoming, where it's kind of a coming of age
yeah.
movie. It's comma. John yeah. Hughes, you know, a little bit of rom-com, just a dash. Or rom-com like with Ant-Man. I need for the X-Men characters to slow down, break them up from these huge movies that they're doing with like apocalypse-styled stuff of everybody in there, and let's take them and we'll take Jubilee out and we'll put her in a Mallrats type movie. You know, and we can take some of the other ones. We can put Iceman in there and they can have, you know, a Clerk-style adventure, mm-hmm. but they also happen to be mutants. I want that to happen because I feel like that is more relatable. That's, you know, I'll throw more money at it. And I'm kind of tired of these bigger epic scale movies where they're yeah. trying to pack all of these characters in it. And I'm just like, dude, slow down. It's okay.
I think our dreams are pretty similar as far as I want five for most of the movie. I mm. want there to be a tiny teen team contingent. I want to invest in these characters. I want minimal action. I love the Clerks is a great parallel. I hadn't thought of that exact example. I think Clerks, Mallrats, Kevin Smith, angled X-Men is mm-hmm. the dream for me, but having it in the MCU is the way to let audiences trust it. I don't think big is the way to go. I think small is the way to start this franchise.
So they need basically like a Marvel Searchlight.
Yes! Pictures. I would love that.
That's because you need to preserve the New Mutants, the Deadpool, yeah. the stuff that is so different from
pocket,
a lot
pocket,
of mm-hmm. the Disney Marvel properties and go, right. no, Those are working. Stay with those. Those are valuable. It's a way to test things and do something different. So, yeah, smaller little films.
And being afraid of X-Force would be fun. Like, if the X-Men were afraid of the mercenary team of X-Force, like, because they're going to come out after. So I love the idea of, like, Cable being, like, the boogeyman and Deadpool being, like, the crazy uncle you don't let in the house. Like, those things can play because there are going to be our X-Men going forward. They're not going to stop those properties.
Yeah, something that I feel like Fox has forgotten, or maybe they just didn't know in the beginning, or maybe they're just realizing it now. For Avengers to happen, we had to have Iron Man.
Movies.
We had to have Thor. We had to have, I mean, you had to go through the gamut before we got to Avengers. While they're just like, hey, X-Men movie, another X-Men movie. And then, you know, hey, here's Wolverine. He's doing some stuff over here. Cool. We'll follow this.
Right.
And now X-Men movie.
I really hope we get X-Men with the X-Men more than we get Wolverine featuring the X-Men. I love Hugh Jackman and I love what he did with the role, but I'd like going forward to be a team movie.
I'm okay with having another X-Men movie, but you have to earn it.
Agreed.
You know, let's break this up and let's flesh these out and then bring them back together because there's some huge global threat that they need to, you know, fight.
And in closing, I think the best way to do this is have them honor the X-Men we have cast in a phase out Reality Stone situation. But I do think recasting and starting from scratch young is the move I would do. I don't know if it's going to happen. But before we go, Woody Harrelson might be joining Venom. So that's exciting. And I thank everyone in the live chat that I was very distracted by while listening to these lovely pitches. Woody Harrelson is brilliant and Venom's cast is shaping up to be Banana Sandwich.
Oh,
so I am very excited. Do you want to get some Marvel Light love before we fade out?
Do we have time?
Let's do a real speed round.
Okay, real speed round. Okay, so Matthew Dennis at Matt Dennis 214, Wes Sager at Wes Sager, Jada at Merritt _ Jada, Nathan Ramirez at Ramirez Nathan 77, Lauren Blue at Indigo Blue 171. Tim Chapman at Chim _Tapman. Aaron Wilkerson. Hey, Aaron at Aaron Wilk. JJ Lang at JJ Lang tweeted. The Cholo Nerd at Cholo _Nerd. Peter Newton at Coach JKD. And I want to do a special shout out to River.
Yeah.
Who gave us a Christmas ornaments, and we have their corgis.
So
thank
cool.
You. River is Marvel Movie News' first daughter.
Yeah.
First family's daughter.
Yes. Absolutely.
Daughter of Darren.
With
and thanks
best
so much, River.
X-23 cosplay, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Best. Yes. Iconic.
So before we head out, I wanted to thank Entree Human, who told us that in Sweden and some European countries, the Runaways actually plays on HBO, which I did not know. That's really exciting.
Oh,
so
well.
That's cool. So if you guys want to check it out, it might be on HBO in your country. So that's exciting. And we want to thank Ryan Sands once again for coming on. That was such a cool episode.
Yes,
Ryan,
so
thanks,
cool.
Dude. That was rad.
Yeah, Runaways is kicking.
Runaways is such a good
show. I mean,
show.
Seriously, watch it. This past one, Tina Minoru,
oh,
who's my favorite.
So this last
Brittany
episode
Ishibashi.
Was the finale so for this season. They had like a little mid-season finale, so we're gonna talk about that next week, because this week, once again, I'm gonna say it every week, next week might be less news. but this has been an incredible show. Thanks so much for joining us. Where can they find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Darren Jakes. You can also find me on YouTube at D's Reviews.
Great. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Markeia McCarty. That's MarkeiaMccarty. I will post the video that Darren took of me watching, apparently, you know, watching the international Black Panther trailer. I'll post that today. And if you love comics, tune in Friday, twitch.tv/Skybound. We'll be talking about the weekly releases for Skybound and Image. And remember, Skybound and Image, they bring you such things as The Walking Dead and Birthright and Outcast, which is Demon Possession and Saga.
Yeah.
So yes, we will be talking about those weekly releases. So join me then at 1:30 p.m.
Sir?
Guys, I'm Oliver Drennan. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer and tune into the after show for Runaways on AfterBuzz TV on Tuesdays. Tonight's the night. We might have a special guest. We might
Ooh.
Not. Tune in to find out.
And you can find me at CoyjanDreaU on Twitter and Instagram, where I do Insta reviews. And this week has been so much news. I have 10 of them prepared, so I'm going to try to crank out a lot because it's been insane. And I also have a thing that I did with another Runaway today before the show that I'm excited to announce when I can announce it, and it's exciting. So thank you guys so much, and hopefully next week we have, you know what, I want more news. Give me the craziest week ever, Marvel. Bring the trailers. And we'll see you next week. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.